drop Tribeca. That will be the call from the DUP in Belfast City Council tonight as the row over the name over the old Royal Exchange area of Belfast heats up. Tribeca, apparently, it would seem, is not going down well. What do you think it should be called yourself? 030 30 80 55 55. Let's speak to the councillor Emmett McDonough Brown. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You have seconded this DUP motion. The developers say the name is based on an acronym of a description of the area, so the triangle beside the cathedral. Why are you so against it?
Well, I think the name Tribeca lacks distinctiveness in the Belfast context. We have a rich history in the city, and there are many, I think, options which would reflect the distinctiveness of this place, which have been overlooked by the developer and their agents in this case.
People will listen to this and say, well, for goodness sake, can we not agree on anything? So it comes to the naming of an area, an area that's been redeveloped, in much need of redevelopment, and we can't even agree on what to call the thing.
Well, we do agree on this, I think, as a council politically, which is that nobody likes the name Tribeca. So actually, most of the parties are in agreement that Tribeca is the wrong name for this development in the city. So I think it's really incumbent on the developers and the agents to go back and have a look at it again and come up with something that really reflects the authenticity of the city of Belfast and its distinctiveness.
Some people might say it's bland. You might feel it's bland, Emmett, but some will also feel, well, at least we are not disagreeing over another element of the name in terms of the connection politically, religiously. So could we not put that aside and just think, right, well, for once, this is something that maybe every element of the community in Northern Ireland can be happy with?
Well, I mean, you know, I think Tribeca has a particular connection with New York and is a distinctive neighbourhood in that part of the world. But I think in Belfast, you know, we have kind of place names and historic figures which aren't necessarily controversial or political, that we could draw on the lineage of those. I mean, Belfast is the city that we're always told with grit and character. So I don't understand why the developers and the agents in this case feel the need to import a name from somewhere else. It has rather the feel of somebody who went on holiday to New York last summer and thought, you know what, stick it on, it'll do for Belfast.
Let's speak to Chris McGimsey, the UUP councillor. You like the name, Chris. You're all in favour.
Yeah, I like the name. I think the name has a ring to it. I think it indicates that the sort of parochialism of Belfast, which we have utilised very, very well over the years, but the parochialism of Belfast has surpassed. I think we're trying to, our Belfast is taking its place within all of the cities of the world. And if it has a name, Tribeca, which is also used in New York, I think that's a positive. I'm very much in support of using the Tribeca name. And I can't understand. I mean, Emmett says there about names that are borrowed from other cities and that they're wrong. I mean, this district is just right next door to Smithfield. Where have you heard that before? That name was borrowed from Smithfield in London. I mean, you can go up. One of our electoral districts was called Balmoral, and that was called after the Balmoral. The Balmoral Castle and the royal residence. I mean, these things happen, and if you're mature and strong enough in your own identity, you can borrow the odd name from another city or another area and utilize it, just as New York did. New York, to try and give sort of positive names to their two new districts they were developing. They called one of them Chelsea and the other one Soho, and they were quite unapologetic. They said, These are classy areas of London. We want to impart the idea that this is going to be classy areas.
There you go, Emmett. He wants it to be classy. Do you not want it to be classy?
Of course I do. And I think, you know, one of the indicators of a lack of authenticity in the name was reflected in the supporting video, which told us that we had chips with our Ulster fries. I mean, I don't think these people actually really care much about the city of Belfast and its distinctiveness and its history or its future. I think they see an opportunity to come in, to make a quick buck and to market it in that way, which I think we should reject.
Well, they,
and we should ask them
they
to do
would,
better.
Of course, deny that. And let's just stay on the facts as we know them. Malachy O'Hara is from the Green Party. Their rep for North Belfast. You think that the name change doesn't go far enough. Where do you want to go with this? Do you want it even classier than Chris does?
Well, I think the name Tribeca is authentically Belfast as a skinny frappuccino is, Vinny. You know, I think and the derision that that was greeted with when the promotional video was
And there's lots of, you're trying to maybe represent Belfast as something that it's not. Who says that, for example, skinny frappuccinos or people that want to go and buy whatever, that their likes, their tastes are changing over the years? So why then start to talk almost as if it's a snobbery from you?
It's not that it's a snobbery, Vinny. It's about, you know, successful cities market themselves on their authenticity and their distinctiveness. And I think that area of Belfast is one of the most historic parts of Belfast. And I think that that's the sort of spirit that we should be capturing in any type of name. Now, the conversation about the name, to me, is a smokescreen and a distraction. There are significant concerns and issues about this redevelopment plan. Not least of all, that what we've seen so far from Castlebrook is the idea of luxury apartments and no social and affordable housing. We have 10,136 families on the waiting list for housing in Belfast, and yet what we're actually doing in this proposed development is moving out social housing beside Ryder Square and replacing it with luxury flats. My concern is that this is a continuing theme of the gentrification of our city.
What about the potential for job creation, Mal, you know, in terms of the development itself?
Well, I don't want to be against investment, but I think we have to be selective and we have to be discerning in terms of the type of investment that we want in this city. We want investment which promotes mixed housing in the city centre. Belfast City Council itself wants to have 65,000 additional people living in the city by 2035, and that must include city centre living on a mixed use. We want to see the heritage of Belfast maintained and restored. Okay. There are a number of 16 historic buildings which would be flattened by this development. And there's 8 cultural and queer creative community venues which are also going to be displaced if this development goes ahead.
So can really, Malachy, given the political and the financial situation that we find ourselves in, can beggars really be choosers? That area itself has been in need of a huge injection of cash for a long time, for as long as I remember living in Belfast.
Yeah, and I think it's not about us begging. I don't think we should be blindsided by the fact that investors are waving a large sum of money at us.
What other options were there? Were there other options there, the viable ones that were wanting to do this, and they were chosen as a result or instead?
Well, I think that regeneration and development should meet the needs of the people of Belfast rather than meeting the needs of investors who, as Emmett has said, want to make some money. And I think we have significant needs in Belfast, and particularly around social housing and housing. And I think this is an opportunity to do that.
Okay.
If we want a city centre living community, there's a social housing crisis in North Belfast. This is North Belfast and the fringe of North Belfast. This is an opportunity to create housing there and to create a sustainable community in the city centre. I'm also concerned, Vinny, that there's going to be a huge reduction in public space. And in fact, some of the public space is going to be privatised. And you also look at the disrepair of the Exchange and Assembly Rooms, the Garfield Buildings, and North Street Arcade, historic parts of Belfast which are running, which are dilapidated.
Okay, let me just get Chris McGimsey to respond. Lots of concerns in there from Malachy O'Hara.
Yes, there are the concerns, and a lot of them are valid, and they're shared by the councillors. I mean, this proposal has been through the planning committee, and planning, which is all parties are represented on, and planning made forced alterations to what they were proposing. For example, reducing the size of the large office building, which is where they'll make their money, really, to be honest. But I mean, we have looked at this. Our planners have worked on this with the developers for a couple of years, and this is what is coming up. There will be, I understand, an element of social housing in the development.
But we haven't seen that, Chris, yet.
Yeah, well, you see, part of the problem also, Malachy, is that they're doing these in phases. So I mean, some of the applications, that area which will be redeveloped, the application has never even come forward yet. It's still under discussion with the planners, with Belfast City Council's planners, our planning department, who I think have been doing a very good job in not reining these guys in so much, but is ensuring that the needs of the city and the residents of the city are met, not just the needs of the developers.
But just to confirm again, Chris McGimsey, you're saying that social housing will be included in this?
As I understand it, now look, we need to check it. I understand there will be an element of social housing in the scheme.
The historic escape elements of the scheme that have been approved don't include social housing.
Now, I mean, not
Tribeca. Tribeca has gone through a rebrand and a relaunch, and it has reprofiled some of this, but we haven't seen any of that information publicly.
Okay.
My other concern, Vinny, is that this has been a retail-led development. Now, Tribeca say that they're changing that, but we have a 17% vacancy in the city in retail units, and we know that that's a downward trajectory, that we need to move away from retail-led development. So I would prefer a cultural and heritage-led type of development in that area. There's a fledgling community of artists and creative communities in that area. Why not support them? Why not regenerate the area based on
those? Let's take some phone calls.
Include a city centre.
030-30-80-55-55. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Mary.
A few years ago, we were over in Swansea, which had would have a similar sort of, you know, industrial area like that, the one neighbour, Tribeca. And they had redeveloped it because the industry was gone. And they had a museum, as I recall, a coal museum quite near. I mean, this is all quite near the city centre, as Belfast, you know, front would be. And they had a lot of social housing, you know, where people could walk into the town, into their schools or whatever. And the luxury end of the thing was a lot further away, and, you know, people had their luxury apartments and their boats, but away out a lot further from the city where they could have car parking and whatever else they needed.
So is that what you think is the answer here, Mary?
Well, I think it's a similar sort of place, Belfast and Swansea, you know, with their heritage and their what went on, what industry, and I think it would be what is needed, social housing.
Okay, Mary, thank you. Let's go back to the name as well. A lot of people seem frustrated over that. Dee, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What would you name the area? Would you be in favour of Tribeca?
Well, I don't mind what they call it, but if there's going to be any arguments over the name, if that's their problem, why don't they call it what it was always known as, which was the Half Dot?
Amen.
I lived in the area for 40-odd years. I lived whenever there were houses in that area that were demolished. I lived in Donegal Street, where I think I was the last resident to leave. You know, so yes, houses are needed.
And when did you leave that area? Sorry, Dee.
When did I leave it? I left it 30 years ago. So I was there all during the Troubles. I could tell you the sizes of the windows that we needed for the house and for we had a shop. So I lived, it was just normal life. But it was such a shame that there wasn't anybody else in our area. We were on our own.
Okay, Dee, thank you. Emmett, what do you think of that, naming it the Half Bap? Would you be in favour?
I mean, it's not for me really to decide, but I think something...
No, but you've said you don't like Tribeca, so do you like the name Half Bap?
I prefer Half Bap. I do. I mean, I think the question isn't about whether you develop this area, it's about how you develop it. I mean, I brought the CFCQ campaign in to meet our chief exec and senior officers to reflect some of the concerns that people have around what sort of development was being proposed. The scheme is better now than it was a couple of years ago, and I would challenge Mal to look at some of the newer information around that. But certainly I think, you know, we need to see some development in that part of the city. It should have social housing. It should have a cohesive public space, and it should be regeneration of heritage buildings. There's no dispute about any of those things, but I think it's important that we look the developers in the eye and challenge them really hard, but at the end of the day that we deliver a scheme which is right for the city and balanced in terms of the commercial interest and the public interest.
Okay, Kieran in Limavady. Good morning, Kieran.
Morning, Vinny.
How are you today?
Not so bad. And yourself?
It's a Monday, so it's
I know,
all right.
It's a good Monday, but it's looking late there too.
Look, it is.
Anyway, I was thinking on this to say, I would change the name to RHI Boulevard.
Right.
Because, you see, it would keep everybody warm, and then there's a bit of American tang to it.
Right.
The Boulevard.
Boulevard, you think sounds classy, because Chris is all for classiness.
It was a classy area, and that would sit Chris McGinty's on there, but American, it sounds American. So you have a lovely boulevard there, you know. RHI Boulevard, everybody knows about RHI.
Uh-huh.
So it's already famous, isn't it?
Well, Chris, what do you think?
Well, I'm not sure that you could call a whole commercial district of Belfast RHI after the RHI boilers, but I mean, the concept of boulevards is, of course, is a good one. It's a continental one as well as American, and it's something that we need to be adopting. I think we need to be moving on with this. I would point out to Emmett that, I mean, the planning committee and our planning officers have been in intensive negotiations with these people for 2 or 3 years to get it where it is, and there's still work to be done, which is why some of the planning applications have not yet been submitted. So, I mean, we've got to take this thing as it's coming. It'll be an ongoing, it'll be a movable feast.
Yeah, but obviously you can understand the likes of Emmett's concern or Maliki's concern when it comes to social housing or whatever element on their list they want. If it's not currently in this current phase, well, they want to know for sure, is this going to happen?
Well, can I say, first of all, I think Emmett's actually on the planning committee. The second thing I would say is a decision was taken with the movement of, which is going to be a great benefit to Belfast, the movement really of the university down to the York Street area, and the decision was taken to inject lots of people in that district, but it'll be students, and there'll be thousands of student accommodation beds have got planning permission and are being built at the minute. So there will be a lot of life back in that. That'll be quite a lively district.
Kieran, I'm not sure if that was a yes to your RHI Boulevard suggestion, but you know, do you think it should be a public consultation? Should everyone have their chance to say what it should be called?
With regard to the, I mean, this is going to be debated tonight. I mean, we're going to, this will be more wasted time. These guys are investing $600 million into the Royal Avenue district.
Why are you saying it's wasted time? Surely is that not part of the role of councillors and people that you vote in to represent your opinions and your views and to make sure to the, as much extent as possible that everything is the way it should be?
Well, yes, sir, but the point is, the point I'm making is we have no power over this. I mean, we couldn't say to these guys, go away and take your hundreds of millions and invest it in Dublin or invest it somewhere else because we don't like the name of this, if they dug their toes in. You know, that's the point.
Nobody's saying that.
We regularly, the name should be improved. We regularly debate issues over which we have absolutely no power or control, and that's what I'm saying. Okay. That I think we sometimes waste time. I don't think the name of a development, which will not be completed for another 10 years probably, that name of development is really the most useful way to utilise our time to debate that for half an hour in the city council tonight. And that's the point I'm making. Of course, we must have views and we must express people's views and represent people's views.
Okay.
But I mean, I think there's more important things that we have control over that we should be debating.
Emmett, you were looking back in there.
I was. I mean, you know, look, at the end of the day, Chris is right. We've no formal power here, but it's about influence. And it's about saying to the developers that, you know, we're unhappy with some elements of the name and of the scheme. And it's part of the pressure that we bring to bear as elected representatives, that we kind of challenge them publicly on occasion if we have to, as well as privately in detail. So, I mean, it's not the case, I think, that's wasted time at all. I think really the developers will be looking at this conversation, some of the other ones,
okay,
and getting a steer that they need to improve things.
Malachy O'Hara, your last point on this, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, Vinny, I think, you know, I've been supporting CQ in the campaign for a number of years on this issue. We put our objection in the pre-consultation or pre-planning consultation phase. You know, and I'm very aware of the concerns expressed by the communities about this development. And I'm disappointed, and I think that Chris is right here, that this is a bit of a waste of time of the council. I would rather, and I think Emmett's complicit in that by seconding this motion, I would have rather seen some sort of motion which specifically talked about the concerns that people had around the development rather than focusing on the name. So those issues around social housing, lack of it, the sustainable elements of Belfast.
To be fair to Emmett, because and he has just gone, but Emmett said that was an issue he was concerned about as well. So,
well, I wish I'd seen Emmett put a motion in at Belfast City Council about those concerns rather than being complicit to talk about the name. You know, so that about the heritage, the sustainability, the social housing, and the erosion of public space and the displacement of creative and cultural communities.
Okay.
Those are the concerns that should have been addressed at Belfast City Council tonight rather than buying into this idea about the name.
Okay, Malachy O'Hara, thank you very much as well.